tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
A new survey from the Financial Services Union and TASC reveals widespread worker anxiety in the face of AI, with almost 90% of workers fearing for their jobs. The new report, Accounting for Workers in the Age of AI, is urging a human-centric approach to AI integration in the financial sector. We're joined now by Molly Newell, who's technology researcher at TASC, which is the think tank for action on social change. And Molly, you're very welcome. 88% is the figure. 88% of workers fear job displacement due to AI. What do you think makes the financial services sector so susceptible to those concerns?
Well, the financial services sector in Ireland is extremely strong. However, the nature of financial services, it's very highly quantitative, lots of information processing with little physical labor. And those tendencies, along with the strong history of technological integration within financial services sectors, that leads to kind of a challenging dynamic for many of these workers. 97% of jobs within the financial services sector are expected to be exposed to AI. And of course, not all of those will be disrupted or replaced, but it is feeding anxiety amongst these workers.
Yeah, I was speaking to a group of accountants recently, and I have to say, from speaking to them, got the feeling that their sense was, in 10 years, you know, the jobs for newly qualified accountants are going to be slim on the ground.
Yeah, and we're seeing where over time, workers are only growing increasingly pessimistic. 60% report of the over 600 people that we surveyed report feeling less secure in their roles than they did 5 years ago. And so, you know, 5-10 years down the line, there's reason to believe that these anxieties are only going to grow worse.
So you emphasize, I know, Ireland's responsibility as a leader in European financial services to try and ensure a fair AI transition. But what does that look like, a fair AI transition? I mean, if you're a newly qualified accountant and suddenly AI can do your job for you, what's to happen?
Collective bargaining and collaboration between workers, their representatives through unions, employers and the government, all of this is going to be absolutely critical. Studies throughout Europe have found that when workplaces seek out and incorporate feedback from their workers, both themselves and their unions, digital integration is more effective and better received. It has a positive effect for the business, but also the workers. So by incorporating their perspectives, we can bring about more human-centric policies that don't sacrifice worker livelihood or well-being in the pursuit of profit.
And what do you mean by human-centric policies?
So we want to focus on AI integrations that acknowledge the role and importance of the worker themselves, whether this is taking explicit efforts to mitigate the negative impacts of bias, or finding ways to integrate AI that don't take away people's jobs. People need to be the priority. The workers are the backbone of this industry, and effective AI policies will acknowledge that.
Will they, though? Sorry to be so pessimistic here, Molly, and I understand why you would be arguing that this should be the case, but if you're a commercial industry and you're trying to cut costs, you know, and you now have an AI program that can, you know, do the job of 10 workers, you're going to buy the AI program, aren't you? You know, there's no worker-centric policy being put in there. That's what you're going to do. Or you're going to hire less. You might not make those jobs redundant, but, you know, you're going to downsize over time.
Yeah, so along with downsizing, the types of jobs that people have might change. That's why you're right to say that these companies are very unlikely to roll back the use of AI. So what we're looking for with these negotiations is finding ways to bring in workers' voices at the start of digital transformations to make sure that they're able to help chart a course for the integration of technologies down the road.
I know you also want training and education on AI for workers, so at least workers might be involved in, I suppose, implementing some of these programs.
Yes, upskilling is going to be really important. What we found in our survey of members of the Financial Services Union is that they widely felt unprepared to use AI within their daily life, within their daily work. This was particularly worse for women and for older workers. So with upskilling, we believe it will be most effective to target those skills that can't be as easily replaced by AI. Things like interpersonal communications, those tasks that at this point AI cannot easily replace. We think that this way we can counter systemic biases within the industry by really supporting those workers who face the largest risk of disruption and harm by the integration of AI.
Okay. Well, it's interesting to speak to you, Molly, and thank you for joining us. It's Molly Newell there, who's a technology researcher at Task. You can let me know what you think. It just doesn't have to be in the financial services specifically, if your job is likely to be affected by AI and if you're worried about it. 51551.